one of the most important conversions ever to the pro-life side. Find out next on Gospel of Life. Hello, I'm Father Frank Pavone, Director of Gospel of Life Ministries. Welcome to our program. As usual, we're joined by our Associate Director, Janet Morana. Today, we welcome a very special friend, a very important person. But before we introduce her, I want to read for you a quote that she wrote. I sit across from a playground that I visited this eve with a small child. I know of such places where children play. I know that I am the cause of them not being here today. Why would she think she's the cause of the children not being there? Because she was the plaintiff of the Roe versus Wade Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion throughout all 9 months of pregnancy in America, the Jane Roe of Roe versus Wade. She was that Jane Roe, but she is Roe no more because now she is pro-life. She renounces that decision, and she works full-time to bring an end to abortion. I want to welcome Miss Norma McCorvey to the program. Norma, good to have you with us again.
Good to see you too, Father. So you doing okay?
I am doing great. We're giving trouble to the abortion industry.
Wonderful.
As is Janet and all our team.
That's right.
So we wanted to bring you on again today to the program to give everyone an update, because as I go around and, you know, I always talk about the fact that we've known each other for over a decade now, and we've worked together in many ways, and people hear that the former Jane Roe is now pro-life, and they always ask me, how is Norma doing? Yeah. So I wanted to give them a chance to let you answer that question in person.
Oh, thank you, Father. I'm doing well. I just made my first pro-life commercial in Phoenix, Arizona. It's going to be aired nationally, hopefully by October the 1st. Then I went to the Wichita Awakening, and Troy Newman from Operation Rescue was able to close down George Tiller for 38 days.
Yes, that's that was very exciting.
You know, and so, I mean, praise God for Troy Newman and all his efforts that's going on there in Wichita, Kansas. Mm-hmm. I have, endorsed Senator Sam Brownback for the next presidential nominee. Mm-hmm. I met him at the fundraiser here in Dallas for the Justice Foundation. And testified for him before the Senate subcommittee in Washington. Mm-hmm. Sandra Cano and I both did that. So, you know, Father, we're picking them up and setting them down. You're in Texas.
Yes.
You have to talk Texas.
Exactly. That's right. Well, it sure is great to know that you're doing all these things. You're obviously doing a lot of activities in conjunction with a lot of our friends in the pro-life movement.
Absolutely.
All of this is part of repentance, isn't it?
Yes,
because
it is.
You were involved in a the worst decision that the Supreme Court ever made. I think it's the worst decision that any human government or authority ever made. But now, you know, you have this beautiful life of everything you're doing is making up for that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's so scripture, because, you know, whatever the devil meant for evil, God and takes it and turns it around and makes it good.
Yes.
I mean, with South Dakota coming up with their laws a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. that almost passing, and then with the exception, you know, someone called me from the press and they said, what do you think about this? And I said, you know, it's a baby step, but it's the first step in the right direction.
Exactly.
Right. You know, Nora, so many people just don't understand the facts of what happened. You know, I get asked this question all the time about you, of course. And, of course, I'm privileged to say that I know you, so I feel like I can answer some of the questions. But people don't realize, first of all, that when the other side came to you, Sarah Weddington, to tell you, oh, we can help you with your problem, you were already pregnant, right? She knew darn well that your case would never see the light of day in time to help you, truly.
Right.
You know, that you know, it wasn't going to happen. But yet, she took advantage of you, basically.
She did.
She did, right?
She did.
And some people don't realize is that, number one, you never had the abortion, did you?
No, I've never had the abortion.
Right. And you have never had an abortion, have
no,
you?
No, never.
Right.
No.
And the Roe baby was given up for adoption, and the Roe baby is out there somewhere, and I know you have never met the child, but I also know that only you know a way to only identify that child, because I know, unfortunately, there have been people
many have claimed
to have been the Roe baby.
I've had at least 30, 35 women, you know, yeah, at different times, you know, write me letters, send me videotapes, yeah, saying that they were the Roe baby. And this one lady, a little Oriental lady, she sent me this video, and she says, "Oh, so I number one Roe child." You know, I'm going like, I don't think so, sugar.
Right.
You know. But, I mean, it was a thought,
yeah,
you know.
And another fact I think that people don't realize is that once, you know, Sarah Weddington got you to sign on the dotted line, you really didn't hear from her. And basically, you found out on that January 22nd, 1973, that Roe became law just like everyone else did by reading the Dallas Morning News, right?
I read it in the Dallas Times Herald. That's when we had two newspapers in Dallas. Okay. Now we only have one, and it's very liberal. But yes, I came in from work. I picked up the newspaper, sat down, and in the lower right hand corner, it said in a Matter So Factly article that the Supreme Court in a 7-2 decision had legalized abortion in the case of Roe versus Wade and in the companion case of Doe versus Bolton, that women were able to choose to abort their children.
Wow.
And how did that make you feel that day when you saw that?
You know, Father, I got to confess to you, I got up and I had to get a beer. Because it shocked me. It really did. It shocked me. I really didn't even understand what the word abortion meant. I've got to confess that too. And I was in shame for a great many years. And I drank a great deal. I did everything like in the world,
right,
to keep everything suppressed.
And that behavior is not the behavior of somebody who just won something that they really wanted. That's the behavior of someone who was used and manipulated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because like I said, it wasn't like Sarah Weddington called you to say, Norma, congratulations.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, most people, if you have a lawyer who's bringing a case before the court, they're going to call their client to say, we won. Right. But you didn't hear a peep out of her. I mean,
no.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Well, now you are pro-life without exception, without apology. I like that T-shirt that you have, 100% pro-life.
Yes.
No exceptions.
No compromise.
No compromise, no apology.
That's right. Yeah, we don't take any prisoners or hostages. You know, it's either you're pro-life or you're just out of the circle.
You know, one of the things that's happened since we've had you on the program that I'd like you to share your thoughts about, then we'll take a little break, is that the partial birth abortion procedure has now been banned and that the Supreme Court has upheld that ban. I mean, for the first time now since Roe v. Wade, mm-hmm, our country has begun to ban abortion procedures. How did that decision make you feel?
Oh, listen, when I first heard about that, Father, I jumped up for joy. You know, I thought, my goodness, the Supreme Court has finally found some sense. You know, and from what I understand, it was, wasn't it Kennedy that wrote the dissent?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, Kennedy wrote this decision. He wrote this. He was with us on this one. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I was just like,
yeah,
I can't believe this. You know, oy vey.
It's a step forward.
Yeah. Our viewers may not realize that Norma tried to petition the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade. You petitioned them, and they refused to hear your case. So I think you must have been very sad about that. But now to see this little hope that this was upheld, you must have said, okay, yahoo, we're on the right track now.
We're on the right track.
Not the final goal, but it's a step forward. Well, let's take a little break, and then we'll continue talking about more updates. We're talking with Norma McCorvey, the former Jane Roe of the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision, and she is pro-life. We'll be right back.
There's nothing wrong with your television set. You don't see anything because there's nothing there. Abortion, the most common surgery in America. Why don't we ever see what it looks like? A message from Priests for Life.
The decision to have an abortion not only affects that moment in your life.
Kristen Gordon.
It affects many precious moments to come.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
Please remember, where there's life, there's hope. A message from Priests for Life.
Well, welcome back. We're talking with Norma McCorvey, the former Jane Roe of Roe v. Wade, now pro-life and spending all her time and energy working to restore protection to the unborn child. Norma, your ministry used to be called Roe No More.
Yes.
Tell us what it's called now.
It's called Crossing Over Ministry. And, you know, I really have to give Priests for Life and you the credit for all that, because you had me go to a Rachel's Vineyard, you know, post-abortion retreat.
Yes.
And that's when, you know, I went to the Lord and I asked him, I said, you know, I don't understand what's going on. I said, I feel like I'm crossing over because I was able to let all those frustrations out at that retreat. You know, so thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
Thank you again.
You're welcome.
And
how
I was there with you, Norman. I
yes,
remember
yes,
that.
Yes,
and
are.
I remember you said that you, up to that retreat, you felt like you had the weight of all those babies on your shoulders.
Yes.
And I think what you did was you crossed over and gave it up to the Lord and said, that's right, the Lord has forgiven me. I'm not going to be burdened by this anymore.
Right.
I'm going to cross over into the life of the Lord now and go on from here. And I know you've been encouraging so many other people who want to come out of the abortion industry that they can cross over with you,
yes,
like you did,
yes,
come into being pro-life and work for the Lord.
You know, if I could just get all those women together again, because there were five people that left after I did from the abortion mill, and just reunite with them and just to see how they're doing, I think that would just be so out there.
Now, you had a very good experience with the Rachel's Vineyard retreat. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, it was the simple fact, Father and Janet, that, you know, we were united. We were there for a specific reason. We all knew going into it that it was going to be a hard weekend. You know, that I'm not post-abortive, but I'm post-abortive from the abortion industry.
Yes.
And, you know, and so When I was talking to Dr. Teresa, you know, and I said, you know, well, what's with all the candles and the branches, you know? And she says, oh, well, this, you know, that's what our newsletter's called, Vines and Branches, I believe is what she said.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, okay. Because, see, that's what we used to do in the goddess movement, you know, when I was still a pro-abort. We'd light candles and have stuff like that, you know, and it just kind of like, wait a minute, what's going on here?
It's a flashback.
Yeah, it was a flashback, exactly. You know, but then I something inside my soul just said, go with it. Go with it. And so I just went with it,
mm-hmm,
you know, and you know, those little Italian, you know, pastries that you had sent in that day.
Uh-huh.
What are they called?
Cannolis.
Cannolis. Oh, they're so good.
She liked the food on the retreat, too.
Well, the Rachel's Vineyard retreats bring many benefits.
But I think the most important thing was, besides the pastries, was the fact that at the end we celebrated, we had a ceremony of the resurrection, and
yes,
we celebrated the fact that we did give it all over to the Lord.
Yeah.
And realize the total forgiveness and mercy,
yes,
that he had for us.
Yeah.
Now, Norma, the another thing you participated in with us not too long ago was the funeral service for baby Abel. Remember, we had the aborted baby in the casket, and you were with us for that day, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Yes, yeah. Tell us about the importance of people coming together for services like that.
Well, you know, Father, it's that we should honor these children and give them the blessings that they didn't get because they weren't able to be born. And I think it's very important that everyone acknowledges that fact, you know, that the child's life has been taken without, I mean, the child had a tombstone instead of a bassinet,
right,
before the child was even born.
Yes.
So it's very important for that child to be blessed, mm-hmm, and to be buried and to be put to rest.
Yeah, exactly. In the summer of 2008 is 10 years since Father Robinson and I had the privilege of welcoming you into the Catholic Church.
Yes, August the 17th, yes, of 1998.
That was a big step for you.
It was. It was one of the most wonderful experiences I've ever had. And your homily that day on how the children forgave me, I'll never forget that. Mm. I promise. Yeah. I'll never forget that.
Well, you know, Norma, I know if people want to read more about your story, there's your book, One by Love.
Yes.
And then we have a companion supplement to that about you becoming Catholic.
Yes.
And if people want to contact us at gospellife.com, I know you've told us you would autograph copies for them.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So I hope people would want to contact us and read more about your story, more than that they're hearing just now.
Right. Huh? Well, you know, as Father Frank and I, you know, collaborated on this and you, and I just give them away, mm-hmm, you know, to different ones. And they just call me back and they say, Miss Norma, you didn't tell me this part. And I'm like,
Well, I'm so glad we had this opportunity to give our viewers a little update about how you're doing. Obviously, everyone knows that you appreciate their ongoing prayers because it's
absolutely, Father. Absolutely.
Yeah, and we pledge that to you. It's not easy to have gone through what you did go through, but thanks for being with us today. Glad to see you doing so well.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Friends, we ask your support for Gospel of Life Ministry so that we can continue to reach out with the pro-life message. You'll be seeing a little spot in just a moment about ways that you can help us. Gospel of Life is an umbrella ministry. We reach out to people through these television programs. We also have radio programs and TV series on other outlets. And, of course, my work with Priests for Life, an organization that many of you are familiar with, is part of this umbrella outreach of Gospel of Life to people of every different denomination and every different walk of life. So we encourage you to continue to be in contact with us and to support our work. After we give you that appeal, you'll also hear our action segment. We'll have more ideas to share with you today about what you can do to build up a culture of life. So please stay with us.
There is a crisis in America, a Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. In the last 12 years, half of the nation's freestanding abortion clinics have closed, and the abortion industry is on the run. Gospel of Life Ministries has played a vital role in the rescue of countless children and is currently in place to save thousands more. But we urgently need your support to make this happen. Not everyone can be on the front line of this battle, but when you support Gospel of Life, you are saving lives. Your life-saving gift of $25, $50, or $100 will help us provide alternatives to women who think they have no choice but abortion. And for those countless women who have lost children to abortion, Gospel of Life Ministries will help them find forgiveness, healing, and peace in the cross of Christ and become outspoken advocates for the lives of their unborn children. The help you provide will also bring the saving word of life to churches through a training program that is raising a mass voice that will see abortion stopped. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, you'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Well, friends, welcome to our action segment. Janet, today we're going to show our people a very inexpensive way of advertising the pro-life message.
That's right. They're called action cards, and they're available from our good friends here in Denton and from Life Dynamics, and they can get them from them. There's, I think, 48 different messages, and
right.
You can just ask for a whole assortment of them, and this way you can try them on the different things. And
for example, I like this one here. Hey, pick on somebody your own size, a message to America from our unborn children.
That's right. And they're great little ways of getting a pro-life message out that we know the media will not let us do. So, for example, you're eating in a restaurant, and there's always, you know, the bill comes and you sign the check. Well, you take one of these little action cards, and after you've put your taken your credit card back out and you've leave the nice little tip in there, put this with the tip,
exactly,
and leave the restaurant. So now that person opens it up and says, you know, it's a wrong, it's a right. Stop abortion now. There's another one. And you've given a pro-life message.
Or this one here, some choices are better left to God.
Right.
God bless America. For this we pray, even as we butcher his babies by the millions. Think about it. They make people think,
That's right. These cards.
Very short. It takes a second to read it. And even if somebody doesn't want the message, by the time they realize it's a pro-life message, they've gotten the message.
Right. And, of course, now you can be a little more creative. Let's think of places that people are in and out of just every day all the time. So let's talk about bathrooms. All right. In the ladies' room, you're in the stall there. There's always a little ledge to put your purse in, on or whatever. I leave a card there. Because someone else is going to come along and pick it up and read this one, for example. How long does an abortion last? Forever.
And this one here. Well, duh, it's actually pretty easy to be pro-choice as long as you're not the one being chosen. It's something that is, it's a lot of fun to do. You can leave them in public libraries. And pro-lifers should always have some of these cards on them. In the glove compartment of their car, in their wallet, in their purse. Anywhere when they're about to, when it's, sometimes we see an opportunity to use them that we didn't anticipate.
That's right.
And so we should always have them ready to use.
Well, and you know, Father, speaking of libraries, you know, what I've done is I go into the library of the section on abortion, and you will always see there's so many books that are on the other side of the fence, you know, pro-abortion rhetoric. And what I do is, again, take one of these cards, take a stack, I start opening
and
the book, and each book I put a couple of cards in with the different messages,
right.
And then leave. I've done that where once a month I come in and do a book check.
Yes.
And
yes.
Put them in the book.
Well, listen to this one. Mommy Don't, a message about abortion brought to you by America's unborn children.
Right.
These cards give a voice to the children, and they also give us the image of the children. There's
That's
one
right.
particular card, the most powerful of them all,
mm-hmm.
that actually shows the image of an aborted baby at approximately 10 weeks, and that's the area and at the time at which most of these abortions are happening. And friends, we have to get the message out like this.
Right, and this is like what the card says, Father. It says, the face of choice. And see, that's the point. This word abortion or the word choice, you know, it's lost all meaning to people, and we really need to say to them, look, this is what is being chosen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to talk about freedom of choosing what flavor ice cream you want. This is the choice. So I really want to encourage people to order these action cards and use them.
Is abortion terrorism? It all depends on which end of the knife you're on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks, Janet, for bringing our attention to these action cards. Please order them, friends. Go to our website, gospeloflife.com. You'll see how you can order them there from our friends at Life Dynamics. Well, I also want to tell you about the will to live. This is a document that has to do with end-of-life medical decisions, a document by which you can appoint someone to speak for you if you can't speak for yourself. And this document will protect you from the terrible trend these days that deprives us of the protection even of our lives if we're not careful. Don't sign a living will. Use the will to live instead. And again, you'll find information at gospeloflife.com. Well, friends, as we conclude our program today, I thank you for watching, and now we want to again remind you why we have this program. We want to show you the face and the results of abortion in our land. Watch these disturbing images, and then ask God what he wants you to do to build a culture of life. God bless you.
Not until people saw images of children in coal mines did they enact child labor laws. Not until people saw images of human torture did they rise up against slavery. And now, after seeing these images, what will you do? Priests for Life. Because America will never reject abortion unless America sees abortion. Call now to learn how you can help.
I want to be a fireman when I grow up.
I want to be a teacher.
I want to be president of the United States.
I want to find a cure for cancer.
The choice to have an abortion alters the course of the future. Please remember, where there's life, there's hope. A message from Priests for Life.
There is a crisis in America, a Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, you'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please call, write, or make your gift online today. Gospel of Life program is made possible by the supporters of Gospel of Life Ministries and Priests for Life. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of stopping abortion and providing post-abortion healing. Specific outreaches mentioned are examples of the programs conducted and supported. Gifts are considered to be without use restriction unless specifically stipulated by the donor.